We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What up?
Hey, dude, what up, buddy? What is up? It's like the Eagles lost 10 games in a row. I didn't know the season was over, and it's nice to know.
It's a shame.
What a fun run it was, but they lost to the Niners, so the season's over, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, sorry, pack it up. We're done. It's been a nice run, but they obviously can never beat the Niners, and they lost so bad they're going to lose the rest of their games. That's what it sounded like this week. I just think it's like crazy how much people are reacting to one game in a spot that was about as tough a spot for a team as you can have. It makes no sense to me.
Did we not
watch the rest of the season?
Yeah. What's up? You know what sucks, by the way? Splinters.
Sure.
Yeah. I have a splinter right now.
It's very good take.
I was planning on
Splinters
starting the pot.
Super annoying.
Yeah, I was planning on starting the pot with that, and then you just kind of.
Well, I got annoyed.
It's like a rocket
I'm annoyed.
Ship.
I've been waiting to do
well,
this.
Well, okay. All right. So give me 10 seconds, okay?
About splinters? Go ahead.
No.
They're annoying. I agree.
All right. So since we recorded on Sunday, I will say that the game, and Jason Kelce said this morning, actually, one of the things I agreed with him on. The loss, I think, when you rewatch it and you look at the context of everything, was not as bad as the score indicates. I mean, they were down 8 points with 5 minutes to go in the third.
I know.
Okay, so agreed. I do not believe this is, I haven't said, the sky's not falling, the season's not over, those things, all that's true. I do think you are diminishing the loss a little bit. It was a big loss. It was. They basically have to win out to get the one seed, or the Niners have to drop one.
I said 5-1 coming into this stretch. I thought it would be the Buffalo game because of the tough spot.
Right.
It turned out it was the Niners game. It hasn't changed anything I believe in.
Well, but what the loss changes their chance of getting the one seed. And I also think this is probably where a lot of your confidence comes from, is you think they're going to beat Dallas. So
I absolutely.
I know you do. So if they beat, look, if they go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys, that changes a lot of things. It does. It puts them back on the winning track. Whatever. But I think. Where you're hearing the panic from, both probably from the fans and me somewhat, although for what it's worth, I defended the Eagles for an hour on the radio yesterday hard. I still think there's a strong argument for the Eagles as the better team than the Niners. It was one game.
You're less panicked than a lot of people.
Yeah. But this Dallas game is massive, because if they lose the Dallas game, there's a real, real, real chance they're not the one seed.
There is. Now, I think they're going to win the NFCs no matter what. I mean, you might
probably,
not, but like when they lose, I mean, Dallas, the rest of Dallas' schedule is hellacious. I mean, Dallas has Buffalo, Miami, someone else really good on their schedule.
Is Buffalo on the road?
I'm not sure. Here, we can pull up Dallas' schedule real quick. But Dallas' schedule,
it's tough. This is their gauntlet.
Exactly. So that's important to remember. All right. So Dallas has left after the Eagles. The last four games of the season for Dallas are Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, Washington.
So what's the home away?
So they are at Buffalo, at Miami, home versus Detroit, at Washington. So three of the four on the road.
Yeah.
Two of which are
at Buffalo, at
Miami.
That last Washington game isn't super easy either. I feel like they always struggle here.
Yeah. I think I agree with your point. If the Eagles lose to Dallas, they're going to need Baltimore or someone unexpected like the Rams or Seattle to beat the Niners to help them out, which is frustrating. I wouldn't be too concerned about the division. Look, anything's concerning if they lose to Dallas. You could say that it's more concerning. But I think with Seattle, Giants, Arizona, Giants, I think the Eagles will do better in those four games than the Dallas will in Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, and Washington.
I agree with that. But
the Niners thing's a already, separate discussion.
Yeah. So back to the Niners things really, really quickly. I get your point that like the sky is not falling. Like, and people... Of course, people are reacting. Like, it's what we do. Like, it's what we do in Philadelphia. It's what we do on this pod. I love the roller coaster. Like, I say this in training camp. I love practice things. I love week to week things. You'll never catch me shaming somebody for like overreacting. But I do understand it. I mean, that was like the worst thing that could have happened. Like, short of Jalen getting hurt. Like, I think the game was closer. And look, there are probably four or five plays that if they go differently, the Eagles maybe win that game. Like, if they score on the first two possessions.
Moreau stops Sam Debo. Yeah, there's multiple.
Yeah, or like, and
or
I'm
the Josh Sweat penalty. Like, there's
yeah, the Josh Sweat penalty, the Quez Watkins penalty. Mm-hmm. Like, Moreau, for what it's worth, like, Reed Blankenship was held on that play. So they're
big time. Right. Like a really big missile.
So there, while the score was 42-19. I think it was closer than that. But regardless, like, they lost the game in bad fashion. And you've heard players say that. I completely understand why fans are panicking. Because while me and you have always been on the train of, like, they're 5-0, it doesn't matter. They're 9-1, it doesn't matter. They're 10-1, it doesn't matter. Like, once they lose like that, it is kind of an eye-opening loss where all of a sudden, and I've done this week, like, you take a step back, and there are a lot of concerning elements of this team. Like, I still think they are a top whatever team in the NFL, top three, top two. I don't think they're number one anymore just because the Niners, I think, have earned that at this point. They've earned the number one seed. But, like, you look at the defensive stats, and I'm not a defensive guy, but, like, the defensive stats are really bad, like, really bad. The pass protection stats are not great. Like, I just, when you look at the Eagles as a whole, I think they have an argument absolutely to be a top five team, top three team. This is just the first time in a long time where I don't think they have the best argument to be the best team, and I think that's the panic you kind of hear from people. And for what it's worth, like, the Niners are a team that are in the way.
Yeah, so, they're good. Yeah. But again, I think that we are overreacting to one loss is my point, though. Like, we can't say these things about Jalen and about Nick and about how they've lost now, what, three games in their last 28 games or whatever and be like, be that concerned about a loss again when there are mitigating factors. Even Jason Kelce talking about it. He's like, our defense was dead tired. He's like, our defense is all about pass rush. He's like, those guys were tired. They played a... He even said it. He's like, he went through the snaps. Like, Jalen Carter played a lot of snaps. Jordan Davis played a lot of snaps. Like, so I think that is a real thing. Like, that is, I think the number one reason the Eagles lost the game was the spot that they were in. Now, they got beat, and the Niners played great, and the Niners deserve credit for coming in and being motivated and winning that game, which they were, and they were good, and they had 10 days rest, and that all that matters. The next time they face each other, it will not be that type of rest discrepancy.
It'll be the same.
Between the two teams. It'll be the same.
Unless they play in the second round.
One way or the other, if the Eagles do get the one seed, then they'll have an extra week of rest before the playoffs, or the Niners will, or whatever, but it'll be close enough. It'll be Sunday to Sunday, Saturday to Sunday, whatever, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's part of it, but, like, this happens to great teams. Like, I looked up... just for fun.
Well, while you pull it up, the best example
was the Niners and the Eagles.
No, I actually, did you hear Ike Reese told the story this week? The 2004 Eagles, when they got smoked by Pittsburgh.
That's another great
one. Yeah, I know that was on the road.
Well, there's a bunch of these, but they didn't even win the Super Bowl. Well, how about the Niners when the Eagles beat them 40-8? That Niners team went on and won the Super Bowl. The Eagles went out to San Francisco with Coy Detmer and beat him 40-8. That team went to win the Super Bowl, but I looked it up. The worst
loss. The Niners
loss,
won the Super Bowl that year?
Yeah. They were, that was the amazing team, 94 or whatever it was.
Well, that wasn't Coy Detmer then.
Or, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of it. No. Yeah, it was. I'm sorry.
Coy wasn't 94. Coy was the early 2000s.
Coy was the early 2000s. I'm thinking of a different. That was definitely.
I was going to say, because the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl.
Niners went in 96.
Yeah. Regardless, to your point. Regardless, like, look. Teams lose games. Like, it's not the end of the world.
Every Super Bowl, like, I mean, look, the Rams, who won the Super Bowl a few years ago, they lost a game 31-10 to the Niners. The Bucs, the year they won the Super Bowl, they lost 38-3 to the Saints. I looked it up. The point is, like, Patriots, the 2018 Patriots who won the Super Bowl, lost 34-10 to the Titans. You know, like, the Eagles lost 24-10 to that Seattle team the year they won the Super Bowl. The Patriots, 2016, won the Super Bowl. Lost 16-0 to the Bills one game. Like, the Chiefs the year before that, or the Broncos won the Super Bowl the year before that, 29-13. Like, the point is that the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2014. They lost 41-14 to the Chiefs one week. Like, the point is that This happens all the time. Teams have bad losses and bounce back.
I agree.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, I'd be curious, and you know, I'd be curious out of that list, how many teams lost to teams that are they're projected to then play in the playoffs. I think that matters from a fan reaction standpoint.
Well, we know the Rams and Niners did. The Rams, okay. The Rams lost 31-10 to the Niners, and that was a Niners team that they played in the playoffs.
It was? Okay. I don't remember.
The Super Bowl, yeah. Remember that?
What year was this?
2021.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah. So regardless, like, I get your point, and like, I admire. And you've had a good read on the team all year. So, like, I am not, like, sitting here and being like, you're wrong. I just think you're not looking at the negatives of that loss enough. Like, there is a chance that the Niners are just, like, a really, really bad matchup for the Eagles.
It could be.
And that's, what I've been thinking a lot. So, I think Sunday was the Eagles.
Let's not forget, also no Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, for sure.
Super, we can't do the whole, the Niners only lost.
I agree.
Trent Williams, no, but then not say the same thing for Dallas Goedert.
Now, no Dallas Goedert matters. I think Sunday was the Niners at their best and the Eagles at, like, close to their worst.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what
I
we
think
saw.
That's a great way to put it.
But here's the question.
You might get the Niners at their best. I get it.
But the question I have is, like, was that because of mitigating factors, or was it because this Niners team is maybe a tougher matchup for the Eagles than I thought?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And again, like, to the Niners, there's no bigger game. That they circled that game last January. I mean, ever since.
Yeah, but the Eagles should have been up for it.
The Eagles, they were, but I'm saying, my point is not that. I'm saying that in terms of the discrepancy in tiredness, all type of stuff, it's not like you were just facing a regular team.
Right.
You're facing a team that came in and this is the game of the season for them. Like,
yeah.
You were facing a team that you got their, like, we talked all year about the Eagles getting their best shot of every team. And I didn't believe that earlier. I think that's true. I really do think that is something now.
Well, they've also just played great teams.
And teams get up to play for them. I do think that happens. But this is the ultimate. Like, no team was ever more up coming in here than the Niners for that game. Like, it just is what it is. So I think you got the best shot from them, their most motivated shot.
Yeah.
And they came in rested and ready to roll, and they kicked our asses. Like,
I mean, I do think the Eagles are the more motivated team next game.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it plays towards
now,
them.
Now, it'll be the playoffs.
Sense.
So, like, obviously both teams will be motivated and rested or whatever. But, yeah. No, I just, like...
And again, I to your initial point about, look, I'm not trying, like, they got their asses beat. There's no other way to say it. The Niners were easily a better football team. I just am not going to look at that game and make these grand sweeping proclamations off one game when it's a 10-1 team. And I know you're saying there are other things and other games to be concerned about, and I get it. But I can't overreact. I think it's crazy. We can't be on this pod talking about how consistently good these guys are, good this team is, and they lose one game badly, which, by the way, again, was close until late in the third quarter, and then it got away from them, right?
Yes, but
especially
I think
as they get more and more tired as the game goes on and more beat up, whatever.
But like, I think the way you're saying one game is a little bit how people say, like, Jalen had one bad play in the Super Bowl. Like, yes, it is one.
I think that's true, but I say that way. I think Jalen had one bad play.
No, I know,
in the Super Bowl.
But I think that's underselling. Like, if they would have gotten smoked by Washington or some other team, then I get your point.
Lose as bad to Washington. The point is, if it's Washington coming in here motivated, I think they probably might have lost the game.
No, you're underestimating.
The Niners are a great team.
Yes, but then
I think you were shocked by it because you didn't realize how good the Niners were.
No, I'm saying you're saying people are overreacting. Forget my opinion in this. You talk to callers all day. You've talked to them. What's today? Wednesday. So 12 hours this week you have talked to callers and you feel like people are overreacting.
I feel some
right?
aren't. Some
yeah,
aren't,
some are.
But
some
yeah.
are. But I think that's because it's the Niners. Like, so it's not just one game. It's that they got blown out by the Niners.
Right. Again, because the Niners are really freaking good.
Yes, but that's the concern because I think most people
always thought the Niners.
No,
were
I know,
good.
But like this pod, me included, and most people have always kind of been like the Eagles are the best team. Point blank. Period. We're being disrespected. They shouldn't be underdogs, right? That's something we all thought. Like they're the best team, like the ESPN FPI thing's ridiculous, all those things. Like, and I think what Sunday did was it opened the door to like maybe we're wrong about those things. Doesn't mean the Eagles aren't the best team. It doesn't mean they shouldn't like, but when you watch that happen, and again, the further I get away from the game, it wasn't as bad of a loss as the score indicates. But when you lose that game in that fashion with that score, it is going to shake the confidence.
I get it. But what if I talk? I've had three words.
But I think it's okay to shake the confidence.
I agree. But what if I said all year with my three words? The ebb and flow of the NFL, right? Ebb and flow. How many times? I've probably said it 100 times on the pod this year. The ebb and flow of the NFL. Like, this is what happens. Like, again, I didn't think the Eagles were going to go 16-1. And I know it's the Niners, and that's what people are frustrated about and whatever. But I get it. It is a bad loss in a spot where you expected them to play better. And that's frustrating. I just think that's what it is. Like, I don't think we need to look at it and be like, oh, like, the sky's falling, which I'm not saying you are, but I think a lot of people have been. We had a lot of people calling up. Our topic today was are we overrating? Like, did we go too far with the reaction? Because again, people were really far, and we had a couple people call and they said we're not going far enough. The Eagles are bad. They're a bad team. They got all kinds of problems. Like Chuck from Mount Airy called up yesterday and said Nick Sirianni's a horrible coach.
I know. Well, he said,
"Quote unquote, the Eagles can never win the Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni." They almost did.
I know. But Chuck hates Nick. Like,
but that's fine. But again, it's the tenor of the conversation.
Right. No, it's like
all of a sudden everything we saw for 11 weeks is thrown out the window, and it's this one game that we're react to, and I think that's unfair.
But like, sometimes those things do happen. I don't think this is going to happen, but like, you bring up examples from the past. Like, I'll use the 2004 Eagles. 2004 Eagles were 7-0, whatever it was, 8-0. They go to Pittsburgh, they get absolutely smacked.
And then they kept being
Go to Dallas the next week. They have the huge game. T.O. steps on the star.
They were great until the last 100%. Games and they didn't try.
And I don't think this is going to happen, but like, the Steelers were 10-1, and then they fell apart. Like, there are times where things do fall apart. Sure. And so, while my concern, while I don't think it matters that they've been blowing teams out a ton, I think where also the panic come from is there's a perception that the Eagles are kind of like holding this together by a string.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.